what, in your opinion, is the finest brand of beer in America?
Good Old Pabst Blue Ribbon.
From the Halloran General Hospital in Staten Island, New York, Pabst Blue Ribbon presents Harry James and his Music Makers. Pabst Blue Ribbon, 33 fine brews blended into one great beer, brings you music by Harry James and his Music Makers. And right now, for you and for the 2,500 war veterans here in Halloran Hospital, is Harry James and 920 Special. Music is made by Harry James. And here's the music maker himself.
Thanks for the nice applause, fellas. Right now, we're moving on to the music maker's vocal department, where Buddy DeVito, in charge of the Moonlight Roses and Romance Division, and here's Buddy with that fine new ballad, Laura.
you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. Familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was love, but she's only a dream.
Mr. Dunn, doesn't our Pabst Blue Ribbon Quartet make you want to reach for a high note and join right in the chorus?
Well, frankly, yes and no, Harry. But I'll tell you what it does make me want to reach for. Sure, you guessed it. A nice, cool, sparkling glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Yes, sir. That wonderful goodness bubbling up to the snowy collar. That taste, so smooth it sings its way right into your heart. Why, I'll bet thousands of members of our radio audience, lucky people, are doing just that right now, enjoying the full flavor which comes from the perfect blending of at least 33 fine brews blended into one perfect beer. Good old Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer with a world of friends.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn, thank you. You know, every week on the show, we're going to swing the spotlight on one of the boys in the band, pick out a music maker, lead him up to the microphone, and have him make some music. Well, tonight it's the man with the alto sax, Willie Smith. Willie's dreamed up a little something extra on a tune called T for Two.
Thank you.
Good Old Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And now something for the boys. Time for a tune by Kitty Callan, our Columbia recording arrangement of I'm Beginning to See the Light. The guys told us about a fellow named Rudershan, Captain James Rudershan. They told us he'd written a song and that he had always hoped when he came back to the United States that the music makers would play it. Well, we talked to him and we heard the song, and really it's a natural. Now, he didn't think to tell us, or rather he didn't think even to tell us that he'd done us a couple of favors, you know, overseas, for all of us. Little things like 87 combat missions, winning the Air Medal with 7 clusters, the Purple Heart, the Distinguished Flying Cross, and 2 presidential citations. He just said that he taught the song to one of his friends here at Halloran, and he wondered if we'd play it. Well, fellas, there's only one answer to that, so how about kicking off the band for me, Captain Rudershan?
There's nothing I'd rather do, Harry. Just as soon as you meet the person who is going to sing the song, Private Patricia Lindman of the Women's Army Corps.
Well, the tune is called I Walk My Post in a Military Manner. Now, how about that, fellas? Who'd have written a song about walking a post except a guy in the Air Corps? Okay, Private Lindman.
The postman brought this song to me from far across the sea. my soldier love while standing guard. Float this melody for me. I walk my post in a military manner just for you, sweetheart. Walk my post in a military manner. Long after dark, the stars and the moon keep watch with me from up above. I'm alert and I'm wide awake, but I can't help thinking of love. Oh, I walk my post in a military manner the whole night through. Step by step, I keep on pretending that I'm with you. So close with this, it's only the beating of my heart. So I walk my post in a military manner.
Song, Captain Rudershan, and thank you, Private Lindman. Every week on the show, we'd like to take you back a couple of years, take you back with a tune. Tonight, it's the 20s, with a sentimental song featuring the string section, Charmaine. What, in your opinion, is the finest brand of beer in America? Of course, there can be only one answer.
Good Old Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yes, the famous Pabst slogan, 33 fine brews blended into one great beer, really means something. It means that every bottle of Pabst is a blend of never less than 33 separate and distinct fine brews. This full-flavor blending process is what gives that wonderful depth of flavor, those satisfying taste tones you always get in good old Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's why there's only one answer to the question, what, in your opinion, is the finest brand of beer in America?
Good old Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, now get set for a little jump the GI way. The tuna gang here at Halloran told us with an absolute must, the order of the night, a 2 o'clock jump.
For your welcome, and thanks to Brigadier General Ralph G. DeVoe and his public relations staff for making it such a pleasant visit. Good night, everybody. Broadcasting system.